If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So I'm sure you've all heard it by now. Jacob Zuma will be appearing on the ballot paper. Mpumelelo Zikalala, we've been speaking a lot about this case. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and so good evening to your listeners.
Just from yourself, are you surprised?
Not really. I think one has always been of the view that the remission ought to have an effect in the sentence and hence the qualification of whether the former president can then be able to participate in the elections.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bit convinced with the arguments that were made by President Novai Tobe in terms of the distinction between the issuing of the sentence and the serving of the sentence, whether that those manners are there. However, I think it needed to be qualified by what the president would have then published in the Gazette, so it is clear that all that is going to be affected is the manner of period and not the actual sentence that has been issued. I think even the presidency have taken a lesson now in terms of saying we are going to be very careful next time when issuing this type of permittance to say we are not going to interfere in what the court has stated. We're only just dealing with the sentence and nothing else.
Obviously, Mpumelelo, this is all based on what we think is the reason behind the order, because we don't really have that judgment. We don't have a write out. They haven't given us an explanation. I'd be very, very keen to see, what swayed the judges and if everybody agreed, whether it was unanimous. So it's we are all speculating here. You're thinking it's a remission that may have swayed the this order.
Yes, I think it is a remission, and also the other procedural unfairness that have taken place in terms of saying, whenever you are the decision maker, when you need to take a decision, you must take all the considerations and the sides and the information from all parties. So if someone is going to object to your name being appearing on a ballot paper or the list that goes to the National Assembly, at least you must be given the right to reply, either to challenge whatever things that have been against you before the final decision has been made. If you fail to do that, then it's privilege to be suffered by me as a person who the decision is going to affect at the end of it. I think maybe that could have swayed the court into saying the decision did not go in accordance with the procedural fairness that it ought to have gone.
To be fair, I mean, you had always made this point that on the matter of procedure, they really may have a case. So at least, I mean, I think on that one, you've always been consistent about the fact that procedurally they should have been notified about this objection, and procedurally the IEC may have erred here. The issue of remission, if we have to unpack it, is it, how do you think they saw it in terms of the time frames and all of that? Because there's obviously a distinction between remission, parole and all of that. Just maybe a speculation on how do you think was part of the argument that sold them?
I think we started there to say, what is the effect of the actual remission or what other possibilities are there? Now, that section as per the Constitution consists of a number of things. For example, there's presidential pardon that is there.
Yes.
And there's also remission that is there.
Mm.
And to add on to it, on an external legislation, you then have parole.
Mm-hmm.
All these things have one thing in common. They deal with the sentence. But the effect on the sentence is different, varying on what the intention of the person who's giving the power intends to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with regards to parole, it's different. You are saying, yes, the sentence is going to continue to run. However, it is done in an alternative manner. Instead of being in prison, you're going to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a presidential pardon...
So, just to make the point, and one of the things that is key to the definition of the parole is that the sentence continues. You are just asked to continue your sentence elsewhere.
Okay, precisely. So it's important that the duration of the sentence is not affected at all. It's just the manner of continuing with the sentence which changes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you then have the second one, which is the presidential pardon, mm-hmm. that says, we are saying to you, well, we are forgiving you all your sins. That's where it ends from that particular date.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the last one.
What does this forgiveness mean? In terms of legally on the paper, what does it mean for you as the offender?
It then means that the rate in which, or the time in which your sentence ought to have been finished with, now comes to an end from the effective date of the pardon being coming into play.
Okay.
So when
you leave this particular prison, that's the end. The story is done.
Yes, or when we come to a specific date, despite the fact that you still had 36 months which were left within your prison sentence,
yes,
or the time in which you are going to serve, once the time comes and goes, that's the end of your sentence. There's nothing more.
Okay. Remission?
But remission, then, that says we are then taking away that particular sentence which is left and bringing back whatever sentence that you would have served at the time. Now, the tool, when it comes to remission, it does have a retrospective approach, even though it might sound a bit incoherent, but it does. Because at the end of the day, you then say, I'm taking away whatever amount that might have been there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that all individuals with this type of crimes, that have committed this type of crimes, the remission that is going to apply to them of plus minus 24 months. If I then say 24 months, it means it's 2 years which goes away from the sentence that is there. What effect does it have on a practical basis? Let's take two instances. Let's take someone who does not qualify for parole within the next 2 years. They now qualify for parole.
Mm-hmm.
So they can still be able to apply.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have one that says, well, on my side, I'm going to be the winner because it actually takes away the whole sentence which is applicable to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if it has that particular effect, it then means indirectly the remission as the president is in his power.
Mm-hmm.
He's then cloaked in what the presiding officers of a judge would then be able to do, and is now issuing out new sentences in a loose sense.
In a way, it does give the whatever it is that the sentence was, it changes that sentence, because he effectively is saying, well, what was supposed to be a 15-month sentence, actually, I, as the executive, have decided 3 months is enough.
Definitely.
And just to make the point as well, when it comes to, let us say maybe, you know, he didn't get this court order. There was a question about if he then had to start counting the 5 years, when actually would that term begin or end? When he would then qualify, you see, because you would have to factor in exactly the point about the remission, because you'd have to start counting at a point when the remission kicked in, not at the end of what would have been the sentence by the judge or the court.
Now you then arriving back at the situation and saying that because the proclamation doesn't say that this particular remission is going to run retrospectively, you then say, former president, you've been in prison for 3 months. You then have a remission that comes in. That's where your time ends. So if you are really worried about the 5 years, we shouldn't count at this stage, because the sentence is now reduced from 12 months to 3 months.
Yes.
So by virtue of the sentence reducing, the second part of that clause or that section, you don't even look at it anymore, because you know it's not going to be considered.
I understand that perfectly. In other words, because anyway, the sentence is now effectively only 3 months, not 15 months, then the 5 years thing doesn't kick in at all. Because
it doesn't kick in. Yeah,
so I totally get it.
So there's no disqualification that is there. It's just something that you simply say, well, it's as if you had received a 3 month sentence. Imprisonment, you've served that, all that is done. Well, let's continue. The threshold is 12 months and not 3 months. We'll include your name as part of the people that are going to appear in the National Assembly's list to Parliament.
Appreciate your time, Mpumelelo. Mpumelelo Sikalala, legal expert, helping us understand what we're obviously speculating. It's just an order. We haven't seen the reasoning behind the judges. But as of now, in fact, tomorrow, the IEC is going to be issuing out those lists. And at the top of the MK party list, we can be guaranteed it will be Jacob Zuma.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.